Anthea is in trouble. "You've got to be joking," John exclaimed. "I wish I was," Jack said. "What the bloody hell does she think she's doing?" Jill said angrily. "Not only that," Jack continued, "she wasn't even at school. I phoned the school and they told me that she's been skiving a lot since we came back from our holiday." "I don't know what to say," Jill said quietly. "I'm gobsmacked." "Looks like someone is in big trouble," Mabel said. "And I thought I had problems being skint and all that. Well, I'd best leave the two of you to it. See you." Mabel put out her cigarette and left. "I'm gutted," Jill said. "Where is she now?" "At the police station. They want us to come and pick her up." After picking Anthea up from the police, her parents took her straight back home. After Anthea had been picked up by her parents, she was taken straight back home. In the living room, she had to face her angry parents. "I can't imagine what you were thinking," Jill said angrily to Anthea. "Skiving school is bad enough, but to be caught with drugs by the police, I'm just gutted, I really am." "But Mum," Anthea exclaimed, "I'm doing fine at school and everyone skives sometimes. It's not the end of the world." "Not the end of the world," her father exclaimed. "Now don't you be cheeky. Skiving is a serious matter, young lady. Can you imagine what'll happen to you if you drop out of school?" Anthea groaned and rolled her eyes. "I'm not being cheeky, and I only skived a few times." "I'm amazed at you," her mother said. "Skiving is bad enough, but taking drugs is incredibly dangerous. Whatever were you thinking, and where did you get drugs from anyway?" "It's not like that at all," Anthea exclaimed. "I was out with Keith, and he asked me to help him and keep a little bag of drugs in my pocket. He said it was just a little for personal use, but if the police found it on him, he'd be in trouble, as they've caught him before. But with me, it wouldn't matter, as I've never had any trouble with the police." "And you took the drugs and put them into your pocket?" Jack said angrily. "I'm gobsmacked. How could you be so stupid?" "Why are you shouting at me?" Anthea said. "I didn't take any drugs or sell them or anything like that. I just had a little bag in my pocket for a short time, so Keith wouldn't be in trouble with the police." "Keith, Keith, Keith," Jill said. "All I hear is Keith. And what about you? Now you are in trouble with the police and you're in trouble with us. Or did you think we wouldn't find out?" "And what about you?" Anthea exclaimed angrily. "You always lie to Dad that you don't smoke, but I know you do. I've seen you often enough with Mabel. You've both got fags in the mouth and think no one will notice you in the garden." "All right," Jill reluctantly said, getting red in the face. "It's true. I sometimes enjoy a fag in the garden while I'm chatting with Mabel, and I'm sorry I lied about it. But I don't skive off work, and I'm certainly not in trouble with the police, which is a very serious matter." "Never mind about your mum now," Jack said. "We are talking about you, young lady, and don't be so cheeky. For the time being, you're not allowed to go out after school, and I forbid you from meeting that smarmy friend of yours." "What?" Anthea shouted unhappily. "You can't do that, and Keith isn't smarmy. He's a good friend and..." "Anyone asking you to keep drugs for them isn't a friend," Jill said quickly. "But..." "No but," Jack said. "I'm going to check with your school every day. You're forbidden from meeting that smarmy Keith again, and you're not allowed to go out after school for the time being." "Oh, bloody hell," Anthea shouted. Then she ran to her room, closed the door with a loud bang, and locked it. "Oh, Jack," his wife said, "what are we going to do?" "I don't know," he said, reluctant to talk. "I'll have to think about everything. You'll find me in my cellar if you want anything." While Jill was trying to read a newspaper in the living room, Jack went down into his secret cellar. The cellar wasn't really a secret anymore, as everyone else in the family knew about it, but it did contain a lot of magic secrets that Jack, like any other magician, would not tell anyone about. The most important of his secrets was a magic mirror that could talk, let him see distant things and people, and that could take him through space and time. "Mirror, mirror on the wall," Jack said. "Yes, my master." "Did Anthea tell me the truth?" "I can't say, my master. I haven't been watching anyone." "What about her smarmy boyfriend, Keith? Can you show me what he's doing right now?" The mirror changed and then showed Keith. Jack recognized him at once. What was Keith doing and where was he? Keith was out in the open. The sky above him was grey with clouds. The sun wasn't shining, but it wasn't raining either, and it wasn't windy. The weather was neither good nor bad. Keith was standing in a park. He was patiently waiting for people to come to him. Why was he waiting for people? He was waiting for people who wanted to buy drugs. He stood there as he wanted to sell drugs. A girl came along a narrow path and walked towards Keith. Jack watched her, curious to see what would happen. She said nothing when she got to Keith. She just held out some money to him. Keith took the money and then gave her a small, white bag with a smarmy smile. The girl left again. "This is more serious than I thought," Jack said quietly. "I'll never allow Anthea to meet Keith again, no matter how much she complains." "But how will you stop her from seeing Keith, my master?" Jack groaned. Forbidding his daughter from seeing Keith again was going to be very difficult, if not impossible. Then several girls walked towards Keith. "I wish Anthea was here to see this," Jack said quietly. He had already forgotten about the magic mirror and was surprised when the mirror answered, "Yes, master." Within a second, a magic wind blew Anthea from her room into the cellar, where she arrived just in time to see the girls get to Keith. "Hi, Keith," one of the girls said, and gave him a kiss. "Hi, Sally," he answered and kissed her back. "What have you got for me?" "Here," she said, and gave him some banknotes. £250. "I love you, baby," Keith said, kissed her again and gave her some more little bags of drugs. "Here you are, and be sure to sell them all." Anthea's face turned bright red. "I'm gobsmacked," she exclaimed. "He's always telling me that he's skint, and I pay for both of us, and there he is selling drugs. Why, that smarmy lying! Oh, I wish I was there in front of him right now," she said, forgetting that she had seen everything through the magic mirror. But the mirror hadn't forgotten, and a magic wind blew her right in front of Keith. Now it was Keith's turn to be gobsmacked. "You lied to me," Anthea said angrily, and quickly took the money from his hand. I, he said. "Oh, just shut up," she said. "I wish I was back at home again." A moment later, the magic wind had taken Anthea back into her father's cellar. She looked at the money in her hand. "Oh, well, £250 is not so bad," she said reluctantly. "At least I've got my money back again. But I never want to see that bloody drug dealer again." Then she went back to her room. "That's one big problem sorted out," Jack said. "I wish it was always that easy."